Thank you, Mr. President. My delegation warmly welcomes the delegation of the Sudan and thanks for the remarks today in addition of the reports submitted. The progress made on overall activities in the Sudan, especially of legislative, including the Anti-Human Trafficking Act of 2014, the Freedom of Information Act of 2015, and the Transparency, Integrity, and Anti-Corruption Act of 2016 is commendable. The commitment of the government of the Sudan in establishing the national plan to promote and protect human rights in the Sudan from 2013 to 2023 is a positive and deserves encouragement. Overall, we are satisfied with the commitment and efforts of the Sudan in the implementation of the recommendations in the first cycle UPR. We therefore forward the following recommendations to the kind consideration of the government of the Sudan. One, to allocate appropriate manpower and finance for the implementation of the national plan to promote and protect human rights in the Sudan. And two, to continue efforts to eradicate harmful traditional practices such as child marriage and female genital mutilation. And finally, we wish all the best to the delegation of the Sudan in its engagement and cooperation with the UPR.